It's Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night and currently going around the country and releasing some brand new stuff. Good Lord, we're taking a little trip down Smith Street because Birds of Tokyo are doing it for us and we're catching up with frontman Ian Kenny. Thanks for joining us, mate. Take a little bit of time out between shows.
Yeah, man, that's the thing. So, yeah, we're on tour at the moment. We're in between shows at the moment and we're up at a house, an Airbnb that we've converted into a studio, basically. So hanging out, writing music, surfing up here. Life's pretty bloody good.
And good that we can get back out and see you as well. How's everything going? Have you had to do a bit of match fitness for it?
Not so much. Although, you know, now that you say that, that probably would have been a good idea, to be honest. But it's good. I think everyone in the band's feeling really good, man. The fact that we're touring again, playing festivals, and then we're actually sort of in the time in between writing music. The fact those two things are happening at the same time, it's feeling good. We haven't had a chance to do either of those in about a year and a half. So feeling good, man.
That's a long time, especially for Birds of Tokyo, who are so well known for their live performances and getting out and about the country, hey?
It is. We had, like most artists, I think, who were trying to tour or just trying to really do what they do through those lockdowns and those pretty hard borders through COVID. It really kind of affected us because three of us live in Western Australia. Yep. And at times, every time we had to leave to go do a studio session or a show, it would cost us 2 weeks quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, after three or four of those, it starts to really wear you down. So we kind of had to be very choosy and careful about what we were doing. And then there was times where we couldn't get in or couldn't get out. Or if we left, we didn't know when we were going to get back into the state. So it's been tricky, man. It's been real tricky.
And we're talking about Smith Street as well, which is your latest one. Every town has a Smith Street. What's the Smith Street for you, Ian Kenny?
Smith Street for me, it's literally about Smith Street in Melbourne. I spent a lot of time in Melbourne, used to live in there and love that street for all its sort of bars and good times, man. So, which is what the song's about.
Yeah.
I mean, the song is this sort of cathartic release and reaction to what everybody's sort of been going through in parts, I think, in the last year and a half. Everyone's just been sort of, you know, laying stagnant, just waiting for some movement, for some change. And I think as you go through those tough times, you got to remember what's good about getting out and cutting loose with the people you love and enjoying yourself, you know?
And enjoying the new stuff, because we had a bit of a resurgence for Birds in 2019 and stuff with Good Lord on that, releasing a whole heap of well-received stuff to then kind of go into this shutdown world. Were you always planning to bring stuff out throughout 22?
We were basically waiting for a window of confidence to go and record some stuff and put it out, because basically Good Lord was part of the Human Design record, which we put out in March 2020. And I think 8 days later, the country went into lockdown. So we couldn't tour, we couldn't do anything with that record, and it kind of just left the record sitting on the shelf, really, as far as, you know, going out and presenting the record live. So after that, it was sort of a kick in the guts, and we're like, right, okay, maybe we just need to sit back, ride this out, like everybody else, of course. And then have a few ideas on the back burner, and when we get an actual window of confidence where the band's feeling good about it, then we'll hit it again.
And don't just brush over Human Design. It's still, despite all the challenges throughout the world, it went to number one on the ARIA charts as well. And did you ever imagine that Birds of Tokyo and that Ian Kenny would be performing at an AFL grand final a little while ago now, but in Perth?
That was huge. That was huge. So, yeah, that was probably the first time in about 10 years, I think, myself and Glenn were genuinely nervous. There was so much good hype around that show. It was really special to WA for the first time that ever happening. The fact that we were a part of it, we were just blown away. So we were genuinely nervous. At the time, our guitarist Sparky couldn't get in from New South Wales, although our drummer, there was different restrictions in Queensland. He could fly in, but he had to do 2 weeks quarantine. So our drummer Westy flew in from Brisbane straight into 2 weeks quarantine. On the day he got out, we had 1.5 hours rehearsal. He did the show on the night. The whole performance was 7 minutes. The next morning, he got back on a plane and flew home. So he flew across country and did 2 weeks quarantine to play a 7-minute gig and then flew home. It was wild, man. Like, absolutely wild.
In front of millions of people on TV, though, definitely worth it. It was a ripper performance, too,
it for sure.
Once in a lifetime.
Incredible.
Now, were you at all tempted to play anything like Thamada?
No, I'm not sure that would have been the right room, the right audience. I mean, I'd be down for it, sure, but it's probably not the right place.
So what are the places? Where else can we catch Birds of Tokyo around 22?
We've got a couple of other shows that are penciled in, nothing else released yet, coming through the sort of middle part of the year. And then the end of the year, we're on tour with Keith Urban, and that
awesome.
Takes us through into summer. So, yeah.
Man, heaps to look forward to, as well as the new stuff with Birds of Tokyo. We're actually going to play Smith Street right now. Ian Kenny, a pleasure to chat to you, mate. Thanks for joining us here on Oz Made.
Oh, back at you, Matt. Thanks for having me, man. Hey, this is Kenny from Birds of Tokyo, and this is our new single, Smith Street, on Oz Made.